When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Sarah Kewa.
And I'm Mickey Overman.
And this is Thank Fuck For That, a podcast in which we hear stories from our guests about the moments in their lives that might have changed everything.
Whether they are huge near misses or small, seemingly insignificant choices, we all have stories that we look back on and wonder, what if?
Our guests will bring us their best Thank Fuck For That moment so we can delight in how different their lives could have been.
Hello!
Hello!
Hello. Sarah is standing up.
Extreme podcasting.
Yeah, you're dancing for the beginning of
okay,
this.
I'll sit.
Okay, that's nice.
All right, I'll join you.
Fine. Oh, nice, okay.
Okay, how are you?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Good. Good, 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 good.
I had a lovely weekend where I was ill.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been ill as well.
Oh,
a little snot nose.
I had the coffee one.
You had a coffee?
I had a coffee and also a cough.
Oh no.
Coffee.
Yeah. Sickness is annoying, isn't it?
It's just frustrating because you're just kind of like, I know by now there's nothing you can do and you just have to ride it out.
I like to think I'm above it now.
Oh.
Like
superior.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, I'm better than this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When it happens, but I'm not.
Oh, actually, so I think I'm now just like, I feel like I'm like right on par with it.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, I know what this is. I know what I need to do. I'm in it. But there's nothing, there's no like way to speed it up. Like, no. I feel like when you're younger, you're like, well, if I just eat really healthy and blah, 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 it's like, it saves you maybe one day.
Yeah, it's just, you're just going to have to wait.
You just have to wait
for it to end.
Yeah. So I'm now on the other side of it, I feel.
Yeah, you're on the tail end.
I'm on the tail end.
You're at the dregs of the cold.
Yeah, I've got the dregs. So there might be like a little cough or a little sneeze. A
little sniff.
Yeah. But
that's,
other than
that's just me doing coke.
Sarah will be doing coke.
Oh yeah, if you hear sniffing, it's just because we're a bit sick.
Anyway, what's going on?
So what are you
saying? So what did you do?
What did I do? I went to the rugby.
Lovely.
Women's Six Nations final.
Yeah.
England versus France.
Ooh.
The big game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me tell you, a lot of pushing and shoving in rugby.
Oh, no, I thought you meant like in the audience.
In the audience. In the audience.
In the audience.
Yes. Yes. At the interval, a lot of pushing and shoving. Yes.
Everyone went into the mosh pit.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. I got involved. I ran out onto the pitch. But it was great. England won.
Yeah.
As they should.
As they should.
Conquer all.
Against the French.
Yeah, against the French.
See, this is how like sports are kind of like, they've taken over like like war.
Yeah.
You know, because people are very determined to keep these kind of us versus them things going.
Mentalities, yeah.
They love those mentalities because that gives them something to root for.
Yeah. So and they're you can like. Shout all the things that you shout in war.
Yeah.
Destroy them.
Yeah. Destroy them, exactly.
Kill their families.
Yeah, so it has all of that like energy.
Yeah.
That sort of like.
It's very tribal.
Monkey like energy. Yeah. I don't know if you've seen that new chimp show where what? They just go to war.
No. What chimp show?
There's a chimp show
on
Netflix, and it's called Chimps. And it just follow, you know, it does that thing where like they follow like a group of chimps, a group of animals, and they basically like give them names and they give them, you know, personalities, and you feel really involved because
you really have been sick, haven't you? Like he's been hallucinating.
Anyway, yeah, that's what they do now. Then sports, you know, it fills that hole.
It does feel like that. It feels like that. Well, actually, in reality, women's rugby crowds, very civilised.
Shocking.
In the scheme.
Yeah.
In the scheme of things, very, very nice. Everybody was very polite.
That's really funny because when we did our show together, when we did our work in progresses, the bar staff said to me how nice our audience was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They were like, we've been enjoying this night so much because everyone's been so polite and lovely.
It's the gays. They know how to be kind.
Yeah. It's like
it's been so horrible.
So sweet.
Yeah.
I do
pride myself on having nice audiences.
Fucking you should.
Pervs, but they're nice.
Nice pervs.
Nice pervs.
That's the best.
Gentle.
You don't want them to be like not pervs.
No.
Then they won't laugh at all of your pervy stuff.
Exactly. You need them to be pervs.
Yeah.
I once did a work in progress at that venue. Last year, and I was doing material about how I think that it was about white pants. I think I've told you, you'd know this joke. About,
yes.
About how I don't wear white pants because I can't handle the truth.
Yeah.
And then at the end, this woman put her hand up and was like, I just wanted to ask if it's only white pants on you that you don't like? And I was like, that's the weirdest fucking question anybody's asked me. That's very strange. But it was really polite.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean, gentle perversion.
You know? Absolute gentle pervs.
Really, like really, really just considerate sexual harassment.
No, I love it.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it.
And I respect it.
It was a joy.
Mm-hmm. Earlier, I said something. I said, I've bought a brown, and then didn't finish my sentence.
Yeah.
And then you said, I know what you've bought.
Yeah, vest.
How do you know this? How do you know this? Have I told you this?
No.
Have you been following me? How do you know?
I just think this is just, I can't believe it came up.
Why?
Because it's just absolutely ideal that it's come up.
Why is this
happening? So you bought a brown vest, right?
Yeah, but why?
Yeah.
How do you know this? What's going on? I feel like I've gone mad.
I know.
How do you know about
Isn't
my
Isn't that amazing?
Mess?
What if I just didn't tell you?
Tell me.
Would you go absolutely insane?
Yeah.
It's a really boring answer. So I think it's much funnier if I just never tell you how I know
how
this.
How you know this?
Yeah.
But no, but you must. Lucas, did you know?
Yeah.
How did you know?
You didn't know.
Are you hacking my emails? What's happening?
It's obvious.
What kind of vest?
Is it nice, this brown vest?
It's not arrived yet.
Okay. Well, you
don't know everything, do you?
Well, no, I could have guessed that, I guess.
Yeah. But what's going on? How do you know this? Is it because is everyone buying a brown vest at the moment? Is that the thing?
No.
Have you been speaking to Louisa?
What happened is we share an account, and I went on our account. We shared this podcast account, which is connected to a Google page.
Yeah.
And you Googled on our podcast account. Brown vest tailored, brown vest or something. So I went into our account and I put the cursor in the like search bar.
Wait, so you see everything I Google?
No, it's never happened before. It just came up this time because you didn't use your own account. You didn't use Sarah's email account. You used the Thank Fuck for That podcast account.
This is so scary.
And so I was on it yesterday or whatever, and it said
the reason is.
And I think it's really funny because like I'd already forgotten that.
Yeah.
Because like it wasn't like an interesting search thing, but I'd already forgotten it. And then you said, you're never gonna guess what I bought a brown.
That's so weird.
I remember because from the search thing.
I feel spooked.
Yeah, well, when you're doing your personal searching, just search from your own Google account.
I will now.
Mickey's harvesting your data.
I just think it's really funny.
Mickey's the man.
It's literally never happened
okay,
before. I think
Amazon.
This is the only time this has happened.
Yeah.
He's going to start suggesting stuff.
I'm freaked out.
Yeah.
The spies are close.
What it was also great is that you search for it like a bunch of times.
Yes,
like
because, a bunch of different because I was in like white hot denial that I couldn't find the one that I wanted.
Right.
Because
it was like brown vest, brown knitted vest.
Yeah. The reason is that I'm going to a wedding at the end of May.
Yeah.
And it's one of my best friends and it's all like,
Ella.
Yeah, and it's all like gender neutral.
Yeah.
And I am a part of the like wedding party. And they decided that they want everyone in the wedding party to wear a different colour. Have I told you this? A different colour from the Philadelphia Pride flag. And the Philadelphia Pride flag includes like the trans non-binary colours.
Mm-hmm.
And it
What's
also
brown?
Includes like black and brown.
Oh, right.
So it's like, it's every colour. And then
and you're representing that.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Well, we're all white, unfortunately. Yeah, so.
Right.
But I guess that's kind of, in some ways, like it would have been more awkward. Like it would have been a bit of a, like a Scary Spice moment if there'd been like one black person and we'd been like, so you kind of have to have brown.
Yeah.
But basically it's me and all of the other people are dress wearers. And so I was like, well, I'm guessing I'm going to have brown. Like, I can't. Nobody is wearing a brown dress. I can't make anybody wear a brown
dress.
So
you're wearing a brown suit.
So I'm wearing a brown suit.
Right.
But also the theme of the wedding is like camp and fabulous.
How many themes do you think people can have?
What I've learned during this experience is that if you're getting married, you are at liberty to do whatever the fuck you want.
And they really have done whatever the fuck they wanted.
They have. They really have. The stipulations are off the bloody wall. And I love my friends so much. I love you so much. Please don't listen to this podcast. But if you are listening, I love you so much. But yes. So
Sarah really does love you so much.
I do. I love you so much. But I was trying to find a way to camp up a relatively boring brown suit.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw on the internet that Donald Glover had worn a brown suit with a brown vest.
That's sick.
So I wanted one. I bought one off ASOS. Too big. Was good, but too big. So I was like, well, I'll try and find a different one. So I Googled it. Couldn't find anything that I wanted because all the women's ones are like really scooped V-necks. And I was like, that's too much for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I was sick on Sunday. I had a bad cold. And so, you know, when you just really don't believe that the whole internet cannot conjure up the thing that you want.
Oh, 100%. So I've done these searches
Google
before.
It.
Yeah. I've done these searches before.
And then sometimes you're like, I did see something at the top of the search. I'll just Google it again and see if it changes.
Yeah.
And that's what you found.
Yes.
That's what you saw.
But you did find something then.
I found something on Vinted, yeah.
Amazing.
I don't know if it's going to look any good, but I found it and we're going to try it.
And I'm so proud of you.
We're going to look absolutely bonkers. But
yes.
I think that might be the theme.
They can't have another theme.
The theme might
it
be...
It can be the Philadelphia Pride flag plus Camp and Fabulous.
Plus bonkers.
Plus bonkers.
Yeah, I think they have. I think they have.
Plus the theme is just have fun with
just
it.
Just have fun, yeah. And just wear whatever you want, whatever you're comfortable
yeah,
in.
Yeah, and also the theme is, it's just like we just want you to be comfortable.
Yeah.
And also the theme is, please take this really seriously.
But like everybody else has got amazing, like my friend Lila has got like yellow sequin feather dress and Louisa's gone for orange and hers is like sequin and cool and like Ella's where it got like a tailor-made suit and with like a mesh vest
and you and are like, showing up as a big turd.
I don't want to be a poo in the corner.
Yeah, you will be a poo in the corner. You will be a poo in the corner.
I'm the poo in the corner.
You will be a poo in
like
the corner.
Louisa was like worrying about her dress because she's got to find an orange dress and she was like, oh, I just don't want to look shit. And I was like, you won't look shit.
You
I'm gonna be
shit.
Human poo.
You will look like you love the Netherlands, Louisa.
Absolutely.
And that's appreciated.
That is appreciated.
You will look like human shit.
I'm gonna look like Mr. Feces Man.
Yeah. But in a camp way.
Yeah, camp shit.
Also, I like that the theme was camp after the theme was already the Philadelphia Pride flag that everyone is putting sequins on. And
yeah. Just to hammer this home.
Just
to clarify, this is gonna be a bit camp, guys. So, yeah, it's been, you know, when you're like, Google. Understand me better.
But did you think it would have been more fun if I never told you?
No, I think this has been fun.
Do you think it would have freaked
also,
you?
Also, I'm really glad because now I'm going to check what account I'm Googling stuff on.
You really should.
Because if I'm Googling like Mickey Overman shit or something.
Yeah.
Or like Mickey Overman naked. I don't want you to know.
On one of my classic Google sessions, when I Google Mickey Overman naked, Mickey Overman shit.
Yeah. I am.
The results you'd get.
Oh, yeah. They're good results, actually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My hate blogs usually have like both of those covered. Should we get a guest in?
Let's get our guest in. A fantastic guest this week.
Yes, Michael Oduwole.
A wonderful man. Michael Oduwole, fantastic comedian.
So lovely.
Podcaster himself.
Yep.
He's wonderful. He's very funny. Excited to hear what he's got to say.
Yeah, me too. Let's bring him in.
Let's get him in.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, it's me, Sarah. Thank you so much for listening to Thank Fuck for That. If you're enjoying the podcast, please sign up to our Patreon to support us. We need some help making it. We're doing it all by ourselves. So please sign up, even if it's just £3 a month. That would make the world of difference. Thanks so much. Here's the episode.
Oh, good. Well, we're ready.
Oh, Michael Oduwole is
Hello.
Here.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you. Thanks for doing this.
It's great to have you.
Long overdue.
Long overdue.
I don't know how long you've been doing this podcast, but it's long overdue.
Oh, well, even before we started, we did think we should get Michael in.
Yeah.
We've been
before you started.
Yeah. Before we started.
This episode.
Yeah.
Okay.
This episode, we were like, we should get him in, actually, because otherwise we don't have a guest.
We should today.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad to finally be here.
How are you?
It's good. I'm enjoying summer. I shaved my head.
You did?
I had big hair before, but I shaved it.
How big?
It was quite big. It was like 6 inches of hair.
No way.
No, it wasn't.
Oh. I saw you recently. It was pretty big.
I believe that.
I don't think it was 6 inches. I think 6 inches is a lot.
That is a lot. So,
How tall?
As a straight woman.
How tall would you? I got no idea what you're I cannot visualise 6 inches. 12. How tall would your hair get, do you think?
I was growing it for about a year. So I didn't cut it for a year, but then it just kind of just stops at about not 6 inches. But
yeah,
then
yeah,
I was
yeah.
like, I want to live the monk lifestyle.
Yeah.
So I just want to cut my hair off.
It's a good summer look.
Just out here, short hair, sucking towels.
How do you feel free?
Free? I feel free.
Yeah.
I feel liberated.
I feel like if I got rid of my hair, which my boyfriend has told me I cannot do.
Really?
He's like, that's the one thing you cannot do.
That's okay. A flag of redness.
It is a flag of redness.
Why? He tells me how to dress and how to behave and how to do my hair.
What to eat.
I just feel like if I cut it all off, the reason I wouldn't do that is because I did that once and it was not a good look for
how long
you shaved your head?
For old Mickey. No, I did like a pixie cut.
Oh.
I was like, I think I'm Twiggy. And then everyone was like, you're not. That looks really bad on you.
The opposite of Twiggy.
Was that like a breakdown decision or were you just like...
Sure. No, what had happened is I bleached blonde... my hair and then immediately realized that was a terrible decision. So then I was like, I said to the hairdresser, just dye it back, please. And he said, your hair will fall off if you do that, because bleaching it is really bad for your hair. So don't do that. And then I said, do it. And then he did it. And then, yes, my hair was, felt like it was like straw. So I was like, okay, it's all gone terribly awry.
Immediately, in the hairdressers with the blonde hair, you're like, this is bad. You didn't even
marinate.
No,
I came back like a week later. Okay.
I was like, so he bleached it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you came back and you were like, can you put it back?
Yeah.
And he was like, listen, I know I bleached it. But like, we shouldn't have done that.
You know actually what he said?
Doing
he
was like, that is bad.
He was like, no, we could make it really nice. I was like, okay, so you would agree that right now it's not nice. He was like, we can make it nicer.
This is your work.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, so we're on the same page. And I was like, let's not do more to it. Like, there's some photos I can show you. It's terrible.
Oh God. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Anyway, so then I make like big decisions. So mm-hmm. I was like, all right, we're cutting it all off. And then that was also bad.
I like that impulsiveness. I like that, making decisions. Big mistakes.
I think I should shave my head.
Do it.
Yeah.
I think I could pull it off.
I think you could pull it off.
Yeah.
Well, like 11?
You know, yeah, and I would look like that. Actually.
You would look 11 and like 11. Yeah.
And I'd wear like a hospital gown everywhere I went. I think that would be a good look for me.
But you have really good hair.
Yeah. I actually said to my girlfriend this morning, because I'm going for a haircut later, I was like, baby, I'll get him to shave it all off. And she was like, no, it's your crown jewel.
Oh, wow. Is it a red flag?
Yeah.
So red flag.
Yeah, real red flag. Yeah.
She's telling you how
to
behave.
She's with me for my hair.
Oh yeah. My goodness.
Everyone's allowed a one red flag.
Exactly.
Oh, do you think? Do you think that's like
this is not like one of the top.
What's your red flag, do you think?
I just got too much love in me.
Oh God. It's like a bad like job. It's like a bad job interview. I just work too hard.
I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know. I actually don't know. I have to
I care too
take
much.
Some reviews.
Yeah, you'd have to do some introspection, which you refuse.
Oh, no. I think I'm perfect.
My red flag is that I stab.
Stab. Yeah. But you're a bit stabby.
It's my only red flag.
It's just one. That can be worked on.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I try my best not to.
Yeah, yeah.
Occasionally.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. Mm-hmm. This is a podcast about life-changing moments.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had like a big near miss?
I have a story.
Please.
To tell.
Yes.
I want to. I don't know if it fits within the rules, but they do call me Michael or the Rule Breaker.
I forgot that, but they always say that.
Did you prep that joke? Michael just read that off a note.
I prepared.
The Rule Breaker. You got it wrong.
So in my summer holidays, in my youth, mm-hmm. I used to go to Nigeria, my homeland. Uh-huh. So it's about 6, 7. I used to go. My granddad had a compound. We'd go there for the summer. Wonderful summer times. I used to chase lizards. There's lizards on the ground. I used to chase them. I don't know what I would do if I ever caught them. I guess that's like a metaphor for life itself, you know.
What kind of lizard is that?
It's like a green. I don't know. They're coming up. Right?
The little ones.
It's like a lizard and it runs.
Yeah, hot climates. Yeah.
In the sand.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I would chase it. And
they're fun.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know I don't know what the plan was. I
can
just
understand
wanted to,
chasing that.
Yeah, just wanted to catch a lizard. And
I want to know you better.
Yeah, I used to eat local foods, fufu. Ever had any Nigerian
nice.
Foods?
Nice. What's fufu?
It's like a. Lucas, what is fufu? Can you ask Google? I don't know. I'm not asking you as a Nigerian.
Why would Lucas know?
It's like mash, but it's harder. And then you dip it in.
Is
sort
it
of
made
soup.
Of potato?
No, it's not. It's like Gary, which is like a.
Who's
like,
Gary?
It's like Gary loves
Lucas
this.
Gary.
It's really just filler for the story. It's not actually that important.
Yeah, but I want to eat it.
Okay,
it sounds
I'll
nice.
Take you guys
it's
for
fresh
food.
Or fermented cassava.
That's it, cassava.
Ooh, yeah.
So then you put it
fermented.
In water, boil it, and then you eat it.
That sounds
so
delicious.
I used to do
sounds
that
amazing.
As
so
well.
You go to Nigeria and you have the whole cultural experience.
Yeah, lizards.
The lizards.
Fufu. I caught malaria one time. That's not as relevant again to the story as something
or
that
as fun.
That
no,
sounds
imagine.
Horrible, actually.
Yeah, I wasn't like my granddad. He wasn't a doctor, but he was just like, I just sweat it out. I was like, I don't. Even at 7, I was like, I don't think that's what
yeah.
you do.
I mean, I think I could tell that he's not a doctor from that story.
Yeah.
But like my best friend, I had a best friend in Nigeria, and it was an ox that we used to keep in my granddad's sort of backyard compound.
So he wouldn't introduce you to any people out there or anything like that?
Well, see, my one used to go with my sister.
He was busy with the ox.
Mostly lizards and oxes.
Clearly. So my sister, she was older than me, and she used to hang out with her older cousins. And me, I didn't really have any friends like that, and they didn't really want to hang out with me. So I used to hang out with this ox. I used to call him Oxy.
Aww.
As in oxymoron, because he was stupid. This is a stupid ox.
Short for Oxy.
I was a smart kid even back then. I was like, oxymoron. I was like, I've done something here.
you just say to the ox, do you like it? Do you like that one?
You don't even make the connection with him being an ox.
You're like, no, he's stupid.
just having his tongue out all day. He's just a dumb ox. But we were good friends. I used to just go into the garden every day and just tell him about my life at seven.
Very nice.
Know, my hopes and dreams, fears, all in that, you know, just really built a bond. And
what was your average sort of like day as a 7 year old then?
As a 7 year old, well, obviously after I'd sweated off the morning malaria.
was it just morning?
Just morning just malaria. Just a light bout of morning malaria. I would obviously chase
coffee in the morning.
I would sweat it out, but obviously chasing the lizards.
Yeah,
never caught one, thankfully, because you never know what would have happened if I had. And then sounds weird. I don't think I would have done anything weird to lizards. Just chasing
but
it.
Don't people like to, because the tails grow back, so sometimes people like do
I don't
that.
Think I would have done it. I think that's quite
I think that's horrible. Yeah. But you know,
I think you did just
have
a look.
Is that also true that tails grow back on a lizard?
Yeah.
They're cold blooded.
I actually wish I caught one now, actually.
Yeah.
Just one.
You could have a tail.
You could have had like your Dexter origin story. Exactly. You know, just, being like, yes.
So I went Dexter's laboratory.
Instead he killed the ox.
Oh no, this was a Dexter the serial killer reference.
Oh yeah.
Remember that?
Anyway, so sorry. Yeah,
you're bonding with the ox.
Used to go out in the morning, just talk to the ox. Probably like 3 or 4 hours a day. Just used to spend with ox. It was on a chain, so I used to just throw a ball at his head. it was like a soft, just a soft ball. That was our game we used to play.
Do you think it was a mutual friendship? Do you think he felt the same way?
I don't know.
He's probably like on a podcast, like an ox podcast. He's like,
his ox is like, first he calls me a moron.
Yeah.
Then he throws balls in my head.
3 years ago, this kid just kept turning up.
Yeah, Oxy has a lot of red flags about me, actually.
Firstly, he had malaria.
Well, yeah, so me and this ox were quite close. And then it was like a couple, we used to spend like a month out there, the whole summer holiday. And it was about a couple days before we were due to leave. Just talking to Oxy one day, and this man comes in with like a really big machete. Well, I think we know he kills Oxy. So Oxy was
in front of you. Hold on, more information, please. Who's this man?
So it turned out that Oxy this whole month was sort of the goodbye meal for our trip, but nobody had told me that. They just kind of let me.
Oh my god.
They let me befriend this ox for a whole month.
They just thought you were really hungry. They're like, Michael's excited for that meal.
Michael's really prepping the meat. Yeah, he's just showing some love. So yeah, the man came in front of me, didn't say a word. Just
thought you were tenderizing it with the ball.
Yeah, we just. He's really softening that meat for a whole month. So he comes in with doesn't say a word to me. It's kind of slits Oxy's
throat.
He's
just going about his business.
Yeah, he saw him happen.
Well, yeah.
But that's
so
his job.
I think I was getting the ball back.
I'll be right back, Oxy. You wait there.
And I turn around and he's really going to town on this meat. You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, thank you. And then, so the next day, the meal is prepared and there's some fufu there. Oxy's been put together in a really nice soup. And
did you know it was Oxy?
Well, yeah, because I saw the whole from top to bottom.
Yeah,
I saw that meat being prepared. Well, yeah. And I had to
best friend.
I had to eat Oxy.
You had to.
I guess I could have like said, is there a vegetarian option? But this was, I don't know, what year was this? 2001?
You're seven.
2002?
Yeah, you're seven.
That didn't exist at the
time.
Yeah.
You know creeped everyone out if you'd said, excuse me.
Excuse me.
Do you have
this is my friend. This is my best friend.
So we ate Oxy, right? And I'm not going to lie to you guys. I'm a man of truth. It was one of the best meals I ever had.
Sorry, you had such an emotional connection.
And I probably think the friendship added.
You're gonna eat one of your best friends.
Yeah. This is actually what we're hearing. Yeah.
You know, because if it's like I can't let this go to waste, this connection we built, and like you said, the meat was so tender, and I think the emotion and the tears, all of that, it added
marinade to
the meal. And I've been chasing a meal like that. I don't think I've ever had
chasing
one.
It like a
you
lizard.
Killed one of your friends.
I wish. I mean, but.
Yeah, you have to start worrying
gone.
If Michael starts throwing a ball at your head.
Yeah.
We're just bonding.
Licking his lips.
God, you're moral.
Dialing his machete, man.
Oh, my God.
So we ate that meal, and obviously I'm still upset. And so the next day we're going for an outing, and I decide I'm gonna run away. I'm gonna run away from my family.
Yeah.
Just sort of like to show
perfect
them.
Perfect timing. You got a good meal in you.
Sweat out the last of this malaria before I go. So yeah, I ran away. Just we went to like a shopping mall, and I ran away for like 20 minutes. Mm.
Could have come in any direction. I got 24 hours, 20 minutes.
And this is part of the story. It gets a bit weird. I ran away. It's about 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes. I think I got as far as like a railway. It was like an unused railway track.
Yeah. Oh God.
And I didn't get hit by a train or anything, but
no, but it's very scenic.
Yeah, yeah. So I was just sitting there contemplating life. You know, my friendships and you know everything that happened, and I made a song as well. It wasn't about. It was like as an upbeat song.
Oh right.
I'm gonna do it now. So this was a song. It goes, yeah, 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 and you guys go,
yeah, 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 yeah.
I made that song.
That's it.
That's my song.
That's the end of that song.
Don't you dare. Yeah. Okay, you've made up some of the worst songs on this podcast that anyone's ever heard.
Well, that's a great song.
That's
Mike.
Good.
That's my song.
I love that.
Have you heard that song before?
Yeah, Usher.
No.
Is it Usher?
Usher has a song called
Yeah.
Oh,
you mean with this melody?
Yeah,
no, I've never heard it.
No, I've never heard
That's
it.
That's my song.
Okay.
So I made that.
Did somebody steal it? Is that what you're saying?
But I say that song to people and everyone knows the refrain. Like, yeah, 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 yeah.
Just because you're asking people to repeat what you've done. Do you know what I mean? Like, we know this one. Yeah.
If you hadn't done that, we wouldn't have known it.
Yeah.
We would never have sung that.
No, but I'm just saying, I feel like
it's just a call and response thing.
Yeah.
You knew this the right tone to like.
Because
yeah,
you did it.
Yeah.
We panto. Just emulated what you did, man.
What panto you is. Can't be what like, is happening right now?
Yeah.
No, but I created that song. Yeah. And like every time.
I can with this. This is actually upsetting now. I thought you were kidding, but I feel like you're being very serious.
I created, yeah.
You can't be like, you can't do that. You can't be like, oh, have you heard of Josh Peters? And then someone goes, oh, yeah, who's Josh Peters? And you're like, see, he's famous.
No, but.
Everybody's talking about him.
Josh Peters, yeah.
Yeah.
I invented a call and response.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Oh no, you didn't.
No, hold on, okay. No. So in that 20 minutes when I was missing, I was sad. I created the concept of yeah. Everybody go.
Absolutely not.
We're not doing it now.
Absolutely not.
We're not doing it now.
Not doing it now.
We know what you want now.
I want to know where this is going because I feel like it's going in a direction that I will not approve of.
This just doesn't make any sense, man.
I'm just
you're
saying.
You're 7 years old. You've just eaten your best friend. You can't suddenly turn around and go,
and that's when I invented this song.
That's when I wrote Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, in my lowest moment, I created yeah. Everybody go yeah.
Why didn't you write like a second verse or anything like that?
Yeah, this is not.
I just created a whole new concept. It isn't either a second verse.
Well, the concept of call and response.
Oh, it's like you did the Mona Lisa. Why didn't you put some flowers behind it?
Call and response. Whilst you're on your own by a train track. The whole premise of call and response is that you need at least two people.
Yeah,
what was it? You said, you went, yeah. An oxy from your stomach went,
yeah.
He just said that yeah is the same as him painting the Mona Lisa.
I'm just saying, so like in my lowest moment, I created that hit song.
Yeah.
Because everyone, you knew it. You knew the song though.
This is insane.
I'm going to play this back to you at some point. And you're going to realise what happened here today. You've tricked us. You're a magician. And now this is gaslighting.
And listen, we're really stupid.
We haven't had you on sooner because you do shit like this.
So
basically
I created Call and Response, and then I went back to the shopping mall after going missing.
Mm-hmm.
And
were they worried?
No, nobody realised I was gone.
Oh, good, yeah.
So yeah, that was my near miss story. I ate my ox best friend and I created a hit song.
I don't want anything to do with you.
What, does this not fit on theme?
I wish they hadn't found you then. I wish they'd left you in that shopping mall.
But do you understand? Like,
but then again, if you had, the world would not have call and response now.
If
so.
I hadn't eaten my ox best friend, I wouldn't have created yeah.
No, I see how you thought that would be fitting the brief.
Do you not see where the links come in?
I see.
From great pain. This is like Adele. Do you know what I mean? Like, great pain has become a great masterpiece.
May I be the first to say thank fuck for that. Honestly, thank fuck for that. Whew, I'm getting chills. that one was spine tingling. That one there. I feel, really makes you think.
But I had never, up until that point, had heard of the concept of call and response. It's just funny that after that.
Yeah, because you were.
Here's what needs to happen for this story to make any sense. You would have had to become a musician, a singer, and you would have had to have a hit song with yeah in it. And then when you just sang it, we went, yeah, of course we know that song.
We love
that song because you're a famous, famous singer.
Tell us about when you wrote it, that kind of thing.
And you're like, man.
I just did tell you about when I wrote it. I told you the whole entire origin story. It would not have happened if I had not eaten the ox that I had known.
I can't believe you come in here with this bullshit on a day like this. I trusted you.
But you know, that's a hit song.
I feel like Oxy right now.
Yeah.
The betrayal.
Yeah, the betrayal.
Is awful.
The thing is, it started off so well because you ate your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I can't, this is...
This is going to be a good episode.
This is emotional. There's a lot happening.
So, okay. Here's a question. Let's
break it down. Let's
unpack it.
Let's take this seriously.
Right. Please. Take it seriously.
How do you feel that inventing call and response has impacted your life?
Well, now I'm a comedian where I say words and the response is laughter. So I feel like the lineage of me taking call and response has been continued.
It's beautiful.
So when you do stand up, is it mostly just yeah?
But I feel like if I could do that and I know what they give me back. They give me back.
Yeah. Do your audiences often repeat everything you just said back to you?
They don't do that, actually.
No. Okay.
I can see where you would find flaws in this story.
Oh, you can you?
But I ate my ox best friend. I have to find meaning in it. I have to find light within the darkness.
Yeah, absolutely. You do.
Do you know what I mean?
And
for me, like, those two things are linked because, like, that was the first moment in my life where I could say I was really creative.
Oh.
Do you know, I was alone.
It's getting beautiful now.
On a well-read track.
I would say Oxymoron was pretty creative.
That was actually pretty good, actually. That was the highlight of the Oxymoron. Yeah. That's brilliant. I don't even know if I knew straight away. I think I did know Oxymoron.
You know, a lot of people, I guess finding meaning in the ox, you could have gone like a way of, a lot of people would say that we're too disconnected from our food.
Right.
You know?
And I love meat.
And it's actually better if we as a society actually like killed the animals that we ate. Then we actually would have like a respect and an appreciation for it. So a lot of people would probably find meaning that way.
Mm-hmm.
Is that you've that actually has probably given you an appreciation for meat.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Well, tell us, Michael. In addition to your near miss, have you ever had a sliding doors moment?
Mm. That's the Gwyneth Paltrow movie.
Did
she create the concept of sliding doors?
She did, yeah, she did. She'd just eaten her best friend who was a moose. And she'd spent a month with the moose and then she was fed it. Yeah. And then she ran off.
And missed the tube.
And she missed the tube.
And luckily they were filming.
Was it Clive Owen who's a co-star?
What's his name?
Not Daryl Hannah.
John Hannah.
Daryl Hannah.
Daryl Hannah. He made cartoons, beautiful lady. I think. Sliding doors moment. Okay.
I can't wait.
Okay, so I don't know if anyone knows it. I started comedy when I was about 17. So 10 years after the...
But still raw.
Still raw. Mm. Oh my God, 17. I'm 27 now. What's going to be my...
Time.
But 17... that's when I started doing comedy, and I wasn't comfortable using my real name for my first like month.
Really?
Doing comedy. I was like, I need a stage name in, you know, the vein of like Jamie Foxx or...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Famous stage names.
Was your stage name Oxymoron?
It's my rap name. So for my first 5 or 6 gigs, I went by the stage name Fillmore Brown.
Fillmore Brown. That's a horrible name. That's
what you went to from my part of Ireland. Such a nice name.
Like a really racist Simpsons character.
Yes! Yeah.
But I didn't see if, like, that it looked like Fillmore Brown.
Right.
I was like, oh, it's Fillmore Brown. It's like, oh, he's cool. He might be American. And yeah. It's like Brown. But then I like.
Yeah, that's true. It is Brown.
Yeah. This is.
But then, like, the more I was gigging, the more I was like, oh, this sounds like a stripper name. Like, it does sound.
Yeah.
Fillmore Brown.
And like a gay stripper name.
Yeah, it's like, hey, Magic Mike-ish. Yeah. But yeah, those first few gigs, they weren't great. And I think I was close to quitting comedy. I was like, oh, this, you know, I tried it. This ain't for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Fillmore Brown, you know.
Hanging up his thong.
2013 to 2013. You know what I mean? That's his lifespan. So I killed him. I killed Fillmore Brown.
Oh, my God.
I bet you ate him as well.
You ate him.
And I decided to go by the name Michael. Or the break the rules. I forgot what I said at the start of the pod.
Or the break the rules.
The rule breaker. No, or the Wale. So, the moment I decided to change my name is the moment I became the comedian.
You didn't change your name. You stopped using a fake name.
No, but I get it. I get it. I do get it.
But do you not see?
Yeah.
7. The death of Oxy.
Yeah.
17. The death of Fillmore Brown.
Yeah. What are you killing this year?
It's getting too weird.
Do you not see the lineage? Like, yeah. What? Yeah.
Who dies next?
Yeah.
Well, he's 27 now, so he's got to kill something
I'm like
now.
2 weeks away from 28, so I'm like nervous. Yeah, like, what's going to die?
You got to get your killing.
It might be me.
Could be Lucas.
And then you could be part of the 27 club.
Yeah. Ooh. That's sexy.
That's sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah, famously sexy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dying at 27.
It's pretty sexy.
Wasting your talent. But I think, like, that's that sliding doors moment.
What, can I ask you seriously? Because I do think that's, like, did it feel different when you got announced onto the stage using your own name?
Do you know what? It was kind of like, oh, I should be myself.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like as Fillmore Brown, I was trying to be... It's trying to live whoever Fillmore Brown was.
Were you doing like a Fillmore Brown voice?
It was kind of like...
What did he sound like? What was his vibe?
What were his topics?
Do you know, Fillmore Brown was more American. He's kind of like Kevin Hart inspired.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The set was kind of sexual. Even though I was 17, I was still a virgin. It was kind of like...
Fillmore wasn't.
Fillmore. Fillmore was fucking. Yeah. Fillmore was out here, man. After the show, Phil this Brown. You know, he'd hit the jazz club, go do the saxophone. That was kind of his lineage.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I need to stop being that. I need to start being Michael or the Wale. Yeah. And I feel like I started writing material that kind of fit me more. Because it was me.
Yeah.
Stop doing all that my wife stuff.
You know what I mean? Like, oh my God. No, I don't. That's not. That Fillmore didn't speak like
I think that was Fillmore's voice.
Yeah, there he was.
It's Fillmore.
He came back
to
life for just a second.
No more catchphrases. And that's how the cookie crumbles.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to see a Fillmore Brown show.
I might bring back
one
Fillmore
night only.
Fillmore Brown and Oxy. Just one night only. But
I do think it's crazy, like, the amount of people that had to change their names because, like, people just weren't accepting any. Now, I don't think they would have changed it to Fillmore Brown. That's quite a... But people did have to change their names all the time.
For sure.
Yeah. Like who?
Like old Hollywood, like, if they had any kind of name that wasn't just, like, Peggy Smith, they just basically...
Yeah, if they had any name that sort of suggested that they weren't sort of, like, red-blooded American.
Yeah.
They'd have to change it.
But I think, like, if I was to find themes... within these stories, and I have.
And we encourage you to.
It would be to live your truth.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? When you're 7 and you're on a railway track and you're at your lowest.
Write a song.
You create the first call and response song in history.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then when you're 17 and, you know, you are living your dream, but you do it kind of hiding yourself. And it's like, no, be the real you.
Do you think you're being? Do you think you are the real you now?
That's a question.
Hold on a minute.
He just acknowledged that was a question.
Are you talking about the song "Yeah, Yeah, Yeah, Yeah" by Fillmore Brown?
Michael, if people want to find you, mm-hmm. Where can they find you?
Yeah,
besides all around us.
Well, that's the thing. There's oxy. If there's oxy in me, there's oxy in all of us.
Mm. So there is oxygen in all of us.
I'm in everybody.
There's definitely a moron in the room.
Please, our audience is going to want to find you.
Instagram.
Michael Oduwale/Fillmore Brown.
Either one, type them in, I'll come up. You can find me on there. I've got a comedy special on Amazon Prime. Yes,
very good.
You can watch
Black Bears Matter.
Black Bears Matter, hashtag. That's it, really. Got my own podcast, BTech Philosophers, where we talk about philosophy at a level kind of similar to the level I've done today.
So
it's on.
That's the most insulting thing.
You could have said for your podcast. Yeah.
Thank you, Michael.
Come, thank you, Michael. Wonderful. Thank you for having me, man. Anything else? What else do we do?
That's it. We just say bye.
I feel like you ended it.
No, it's over. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Michael Oduwale.
Giving
us lots to think about, actually.
A lot to think about. He's an inspirational man.
He's
achieved a lot in his short life.
He's covered such silly energy.
Yeah.
I wasn't really expecting it.
Me neither, but I liked it. I liked it a lot. I don't know if anything that he said was true.
I don't think it matters. That's the thing. It's like no one's really come in. Like everyone's like really like taking the brief quite seriously. And Michael's just come in and been like, let me tell you about some shit.
An improv challenge, you say. And I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
Everybody, thank you for listening.
Thank you so much for listening, you guys.
We appreciate you very much.
For those of you who don't know, we've started doing a new segment on our Patreon.
We have.
Called What Made You Cringe?
What Made You Cringe?
And it's basically we ask our guests for another story and we put them up on video.
They're juicy. I'll tell you that much.
They're pretty good. Today's was good.
Today's was very good.
Yeah.
Humiliating.
Humiliating stuff.
So if you want to see that, tune in.
Please tune in. So that's, we basically are trying really hard to make it like a fun place.
A real wholesome experience for everybody involved.
I don't think it's wholesome at all. I think
it's horrible.
Much more swear words in the Patreon.
Loads of swear words. But if you like swear words, it's the place for you.
If you like swear words, come on over. So there's longer episodes and extra features, and we're doing a Patreon episode next.
And please send us an email if you're enjoying it. We love your feedback. And rate us on the old podcasty apps as well.
Yeah, people have been rating us, and it's really great.
Really nice. A good rating, please. We don't want any of that bad stuff.
No bad stuff. Why are you listening if you think it's bad?
Good vibes only. That's our motto.
So please do that. Like and subscribe. You can find us online and please come to our previews.
Come to our previews. Take pictures of us in the dark.
And of course, this is always where it ends.
This is where we are.
Yeah. So thank you so much.
No.
Stop. Stop. You have to stop.
Late night. Thank fuck for that.
I can't believe this happens every time. And you know what, Lucas? I never see it coming.
Yeah?
I never see it coming. You're it.
You can see me coming if you want.
Okay. I don't know why you want this for yourself.
I really tried to resist that.
I really don't know why you want this for yourself.
I just think it's good to be honest.
To in the end, really perv out.
Perv out. Perv out with you. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah, thank you for listening.
Thank you, we appreciate it.
I'm gonna just say my catchphrase, okay?
You can say it. I like it.
Okay.
I like hearing it.
Stop talking then, so I can say it. Stop it.
She's gonna say it.
You'll hear us next time.
Oh.
Thank you for listening to Thank Fuck for That. It was hosted by Mickey Overman and Sarah Keyworth and produced by Lucas Jeffco, with music from Ben Kavanagh.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter.
Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.